Rebel Ideas, The Power of Diverse Thinking, author Matthew Sayed. While intelligence and skills are important, there's another element that's critical to your team's success: diversity. This summary of Rebel Ideas is concerned with cognitive diversity, which is the diversity of the minds we engage with. By utilizing cognitive diversity, you can shed light on your blind spots, expand your expertise, generate more and better ideas. Collective blindness. As a society, we are wired to look at the individual. This restricts our ability to see the power of groups. Great achievements happen when a group of people gather together and join their skills and experiences. It's natural for us to surround ourselves with people who share our beliefs, worldviews, and ways of thinking. Doing that gives us a sense of validation as well as belonging, but it can also distort our judgment and hinder our performance in a team. In an experiment conducted by psychologists Richard A. Nisbet and Takahiko Masuda, two groups of people were shown videos of underwater scenes. When the researchers asked the two groups to describe what they saw, they found that one paid more attention to the fish, while the other focused on the water, the rocks, and other elements in the scenery. Afterward, they were shown the same video with only a few tweaks, objects scattered around the scene. Then the second group was more likely to notice the change, while the first was blind to it. This experiment reveals the value of diversity. Not only does diversity drive collective intelligence, but it also prevents collective blindness, which can sabotage much of the team's effort. The cultural difference between the two groups above affected how each person saw the video. Neither were ideal. Each one had its blind spots, but the two complete each other by showing more parts of the full picture. Rebels versus clones. Imagine if your company could clone the best and the brightest of their employees. Wouldn't that give you a competitive advantage? Not really. If everyone in the room has the same knowledge, skills, and how-tos, then they are blind to more parts of the full picture. So a group of wise people might turn out to be unwise. The problem is, building a diverse team is a challenge. Two people can have different genders and nationalities, but if they think in the same way, they cannot bring diversity to the team. And even if you succeed in building a diverse team, it'll still be exposed to social osmosis, which happens when the members of the team conform to groupthink. They start to comply with how things are getting done in the company, and they'll stop listening to their individual unique voices. So in a way, grouping allows people to turn into clones in the way they think and act. For a group to be wise, it has to be a group of rebels. That's a group of people who challenge each other's perspectives and ideas and help each other see bigger parts of the truth. A shift in mindset is also required. As for the group to be able to tackle a problem, they have to think, where are the gaps in our collective understanding? When rebels operate, the outcome of the team is augmented. Imagine if 10 clone-like people get together to brainstorm solutions for the obesity crisis. Even if each of them is asked to come up with 10 different ideas, the total ideas the group find will be 10, not 100, as all of the members think alike. On the other hand, if those 10 people are rebels, each of them will be able to come up with 10 different ideas, so the total number of ideas will be 100. Constructive dissent. Did you ever have to deal with a person who simply terrified you? It may have been your manager at work, or a confident colleague with the ability to take over the room. In the workplace, this type of miscommunication can lead to hazardous results. It can disrupt the flow of work and reduce the effectiveness of diversity. Miscommunication is the consequence of the dominance hierarchy that governs most workplaces. In any group where a leader is identified, other members become more timid. Unless the leader creates an environment of open communication, great ideas will stay unspoken until they lose their value. Therefore, the role of a leader is to provide their team with the psychological safety they need, so they'll be encouraged to speak up, A leader can provide this easily by using a simple approach like brainwriting. Simply put, brainwriting is allowing the team members to write down their ideas on paper without signing their names. Brainwriting counters the negative impact of the dominance hierarchy by encouraging everyone to participate and allowing everyone to be both a contributor and a judge of every idea. Leaders also need to safeguard effective communication among the team by enforcing specific mechanisms like the golden silence. At Amazon, meetings begin by the team sitting in silence for 30 minutes to read a 6-page memo summarizing the meeting agenda. This allows everyone to decide on their opinions before they listen to the opinions of others, and thus, it gives them space to think differently. If you are a leader of a company, it's time to break the barriers between the different departments. Rearrange the desks, alter the hierarchical structure, and give your employees the chance to blend. Don't let your team sink into isolation. Instead, encourage them to collaborate and to benefit from each other's wisdom. Innovation. Innovation can be progressive, but it can also happen at once when two diverse ideas collide, revealing new insights and new opportunities. When a person steps outside their comfort zone and spends time in an unfamiliar environment, they expand their minds. This usually happens when a person is exposed to different cultures, like in the case of migration. Henry Ford, Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, Walt Disney, Sergey Brin, and Arianna Huffington. Those are the names of extraordinary people who brought innovation and creativity to their fields. What many don't know is that those people are either migrants or the children of migrants. In fact, a study published in 2017 showed that 43% of the companies in the Fortune 500 were either founded or co-founded by migrants or the children of migrants. So is immigration the only way for you to innovate? Of course not. There is a way for you to both stay in your country and become innovative. That's by exposing yourself to different interests and activities. You don't have to limit yourself to one career, one passion or subject of interest. Exposing yourself to different networks also matters, as interacting with people from diverse backgrounds can enhance your brain and help you create. Beyond average. In the field of education, standardization is the norm, but it's not the ideal approach. Using standardized curricula, standardized textbooks, and standardized grades leave no space for students to express their individuality or to use their personal strength while learning. A more effective approach would be more adaptive. For instance, if teachers can adapt according to each student's needs, the students will be able to use their own learning styles, and hence, to understand and retain the information. So often in life, you'll face situations that require you to think differently. Unless you learn how to embrace your individuality, you'll stay stuck in the normal ways of doing things out of solving problems. Standardization can only lead to average results. But to go beyond average, one has to consider their individuality in most of their decisions, whether in their work or personal life. The big picture. If you want to embrace diversity, you first have to understand the obstacles standing in the way, our own biases. Racism, sexism, ageism, and any other form of discrimination can prevent you from reaping the benefits of collective intelligence. Only when you set these biases aside will you be able to understand that other people's experiences are different from yours, and that when you join your perspective together, you get a better chance of success. In the 1970s, people believed that men were better musicians than women. Therefore, American orchestras were dominated by men. That was until Professor Cecilia Rouse and Claudia Golden suggested that musicians should audition behind screens so that the judges couldn't tell if the musicians were male or female. Doing that increased the percentage of female musicians from 5 to 40%, showing how sexism can deprive the world of many skills and talents. A giving attitude. Success requires an attitude of reciprocity, an attitude of give and take. Unless you're willing to share your perspective and your insights with others, you won't be able to enjoy the benefits of collective intelligence. Only when you give your own wisdom will you be able to receive the wisdom of others. And only when you receive the wisdom of others will you be able to succeed. You know the takers when you see them. They're the ones who hate sharing credit and who never have the time to help others by sharing what they know. It's true that in life, many takers succeed and create amazing things. Still, it's the givers who flourish. Givers are more strategic and they seek diversity and collaboration. This gives them access to more resources and more rebel ideas, which are the key to becoming extraordinary. Parting words. This summary of rebel ideas has touched on the science of diversity, showing how innovation results not from individual brilliance, but collective intelligence. Innovation entails the interference and recombination of ideas and perspectives in order to shed light on blind spots and to open the doors for new possibilities in every area of life. When you look at diversity in this way, you learn that when others disagree with you, they don't disrupt your success, but reinforce it. You learn that divergent opinions create a dynamic society that welcomes outsiders and considers them essential for growth.